As the Me Too movement continues to reverberate, one reporter uncovered a story totaling years of allegations of sexual harassment and even rape at a school run by the federal government. Employees of the Interior Department's Bureau of Indian Education shared their stories of harassment by male superiors on the job and the retaliation they say that resulted from speaking out. I spoke more about this with Eric Katz, reporter with the Atlantic Group's government executive who uncovered this story.
So a lot of this revolves around one college in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that is run by the Interior Department, Bureau of Indian Education. And what we heard was one of the second person in charge of that college, who all of these people are federal employees because it's a federally run school. He had a reputation at this school, and the allegations ranged from inappropriate talking in the workplace and inappropriate comments, and then harassment, like when people were, in one case, someone was going for a run on campus, and he would he'd drive by her and sort of catcall her and make sexual innuendo and that sort of stuff, and then back in the office, actually propositioning her and in front of coworkers and stuff like that. There's another case of inappropriate touching, and then other cases of cornering someone in their classroom, a teacher, and pressuring her to go on a date with him. And then a woman accused him of, after going out for drinks after work, taking her home and raping her. So the allegations sort of went from subtle inappropriateness in the office all the way up the scale.
Yeah. And how long did this go on?
For several years, at least. I talked to this man that I just referenced over the phone, and he told me that he's been facing these allegations his whole career, and that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. He denies some of it, and other stuff he says is not that big of a deal, so it's a non-story.
Right. And so this went on for several years then, at least. Did these women at some point try to report these issues within their agencies, and did they, what kind of responses did they get?
They did, yes. Well, some of them just sort of, because there was this culture of retaliation and this, not just at this guy, but sort of across the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Bureau of Indian Education, people had seen others been retaliated against, that they sort of at first tried to stay quiet. Others eventually went to their supervisors and they were told, don't report this. So in some cases, they were told, this is your fault. Mm-hmm. And, all the sort of terrible responses that you don't want to hear is what the victims told us that they were getting. And then eventually, once a bunch of these women sort of shared their stories with each other, they were able to sort of work up the courage to go to investigators and tell them. And then once the sort of third-party investigators got involved, like, for example, the Equal Employment Opportunity offices within the Interior Department or the Inspector General, they came in and in many cases were able to help these women, but in other cases it just led to further retaliation. Hmm. We talked to women who went to investigators, and then within a few days they were being sent to what they called Siberian offices in the basement or of some building far out, on the outskirts of campus. Or in one case, a woman said it was an old janitorial storage closet that she had to work out of. So it wasn't always, smooth sailing. There was a lot of pushback from the leadership of this college and these agencies once.
Yeah, yeah. And this is obviously happening within the national context of the Me Too movement right now. But do you think this is also part of a broader culture problem at the BIE and within the Interior Department in general?
The Interior Department has struggled with this for a while, especially in recent years. It's really come to light. Many high-profile stories about sexual harassment in the workplace. We heard a lot at National Park Service and other components of Interior. That led Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, when he came in last year to try to tackle this problem. He led an internal survey that found 35% of department employees, more than a third, said that they were victims of harassment in the previous year, and 85% said they continued to work with the person who harassed them. So this is nothing new to Interior. It's something that they're trying to deal with. It's also nothing new in Indian country. The Native community has dealt with this on an ongoing basis, and we've definitely heard about it these sorts of issues pervasive at BIA and to a lesser extent BIE. This is something that those communities have been dealing with for a while.
Yeah. And did you reach out to the BIE or the Interior Department about this, and what was their response?
Yeah, the only response I was able to get was from Interior Headquarters. They said that basically they couldn't comment on these individual allegations, but you know, they're working to make a better culture at their department for their employees. They're working to institute better training for managers so that they understand how to respond when an employee comes to them to tell to make an allegation. So they say that they're making improvements and they take all of these accusations seriously. The Interior Department basically just said, you know, we're trying to do better.
All right. Eric Katz with Government Executive. Thanks so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.